United with the best. And so the church owes for us the story of Samaritan woman. Another story about repentance. Last Sunday, we talked about prodigal son, the man repented, and today is a woman repented. So the church offers for us both men and women repentant, and they returned to Christ. But I would like to focus with you about the act of our Lord Jesus Christ as caring for the single soul. Our Lord Jesus Christ cared about the single soul. He cared for multitudes, feeding 5,000, Sermon on the Mountain, but also with individuals like Samaritan woman. Also we remember that as he served the multitudes and thousands of people, entered their houses, but also he cared about a single person. He went to the house of Zacchaeus. He talked to him on the tree and then asked him to come down because he should be in his house today. Here we find also another model of Samaritan woman that our Lord Jesus Christ walked. We did not, the gospel did not mention how far he walked or how distance he made. But it says at the very beginning that he was weary or tired, and then he sat on the way. This is the father when they said that he tired, that it proves his divinity, his humanity, I'm sorry. He proved his humanity, that he fully human without sin. So he tired, wanted to sit on that. But also there is another spiritual meaning of this tiring that he did or he went through. He tired from the sin which caused the people in the world, and he was longing for their salvation. So again here we find our Lord walked to the Samaritan woman, went to the house of Zacchaeus, appeared to Saul, some Paul, in the way to Damascus to see him, walked to the paralytic man on the business that remained for 38 years without nobody asking about him, and the man declared that there is no, either in family or friends, cares about him. That's why nobody to take him when the water stirred up by the angel to get healed. And no one cared about. Even he cared about the theologians at that time, like Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he was a teacher, and he was a member of the Sanhedrin Council. He cared about his salvation, talked to him about a new birth from the Spirit. Also, we found that he also cared about blind, the man was born blind. Even he called about Judas Iscariot. The Lord revealed to him warning signs, and in the Last Supper, even in betrayal. But I would like here to explore seven lessons from our Lord dealing with the single soul. The first lesson is acknowledge the importance of the soul. Our Lord acknowledged this. Of course, the time of our Lord was very precious, and we say sometimes we are so busy. We don't have to serve, we don't have time to go to the church. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he showed for us how he cared about each one of us and each one of individuals he sought to save them. As I said that he was cared about Judas, he acknowledged, even he knew that Judas will betray him. He gave him some warning signs. And he even thought both about the future salvation of us, but all is working for our salvation. He cared about our single soul. So we acknowledge the importance of the single soul. Sometimes in our daily life we are attracted by number of 15 out of 20. If you are a Sunday school teacher and then you have a class of 10 or 15 kids, and then you have on Sunday 9 came out of 10. So you are proud that you at least have 90% of attendees from your class. But still, there is someone who needs care, he is absent. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us about that shepherd. He went to seek and look after one sheep out of 99. He has 100, he has a 99 inside, but he was seeking outside for that one is outside. But we may ask always in the churches, when you go to any church and you find no place for people to sit, and it's crowded, and then I ask myself how many not in the church. We're always looking for people inside the church, came to the church on Sunday, but how many people at home is there? How many people they went for walking or went for sport or traveling with left to the church or don't want to come to the church? So always we look for the number. And how many not in the church, not inside? How many single souls are not inside the church? And how can I distribute my time to look as a shepherd or a priest for every single soul did not come to the church on Sunday? How big a responsibility of each one of you if you know someone is not here today? Are you gonna give him a phone call to check on him why he's not in the church today? How many members ask your son in the family? You left them behind at home and you came, and you know that there is no reason for them not to come. A sickness or something preventing them from coming to the church. But our Lord Jesus Christ today, in this story of Samaritan, he gave us a very important lesson. The first lesson, acknowledge the importance of the single soul. The second lesson of the story of Samaritan is clear: motivation is love. The love to everyone. He loved to everyone. The sinners, the good people. And the Bible explains the feeling of our Lord for us not to vain. And when raising the son of the widow of Nain, it is written, when he saw her, he had compassion on her and said, do not weep. And why is the Holy Spirit telling us this? To tell us how he was moved to compassion, with compassion. Our Lord compassionate on her. She was a widow, she was a single woman and has no one to care, and she lost her only son. So he moved with love to her. He went particularly to this, at that time, to the city, into that city, to give us acknowledge about the importance of the single soul. Also in the story of the prodigal son, when the father who represents God explains us the feeling of the father when he had compassion, ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. This is the motivation of love to every sinner. Sometimes we meet people, friends, family members, whoever, and then we say that they are far from God. And we in our minds, in our hearts, we say that it's impossible for this person to come back. But God has nothing, before God, nothing impossible. Everything possible.
Yes.
And you lose hope in someone that never lost hope in anyone. By the end of his life, he could be saved. And you may have this impression that this person, he will be punished. He will not salvation for him. And the very clear example of that person is the thief on the cross. The thief who was on the cross. Maybe all the friends, all his family forgot about him. All they were happy at that time, or the city, or the authorities. Oh, we got him now, he is punished now on the cross and he will die. But God did not left him. Yes, he sought for Christ. He saw Christ in his passion, but he cried and said, "Remember me, O Lord, when I come to your kingdom." And God did forget him and gave him his way to come into his kingdom. So the first lesson, acknowledge the importance of single soul. The second is love. Clear motivation is love. The third is salvation. The salvation is to bring everyone perfect in Christ Jesus. This is which should be our goal, or our titles when we serve or we listen to such story of Samaritan. He sought for her salvation. Some of the commentaries on this gospel, the author said that he went at 12 and the 6th hour. You remember what happened in the 6th hour? God, our Lord crucified in the 6th hour. He said to the humanity, he said to the man. So he went to Samaritan. By the way, nothing written in the gospel by Hazrat Kedahani, something Keda came. No, it has a purpose. Like when he walked to the sycamore tree to save Zacchaeus. Why the tree? Because the cross was taken from wood, from a tree. So he walked to Zacchaeus like he walked to this cross to save Zacchaeus on the tree. The same here. He walked to the well and sat at the well at the time of 6 hours, which he himself will be crucified in this hour, to save her. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in dealing with a single soul, was not distracted by his goal. And sometimes when we deal with individuals, the relationship turns to be more emotional or social relationship, or personal relationship between the servant and the servant, and not to attract or draw him to Christ to be saved. Yes, activities in Sunday school in the church is important, but we are during the activities, if we have like festival, like trips, like whatever activities in the church, the main goal should be in front of us, the salvation of the people. This is our goal in the church, to save and to bring everyone perfect in Jesus Christ. If we have been distracted by many things, but not this goal, we are working in vain. That's why the goal our Lord Jesus Christ, and we take him as our model in service, is salvation. So the first, acknowledge the importance of the single soul, clear motivation, love, clear goal, salvation, and the fourth is reach out and not wait. Reach out and not wait. We find in the Lent, the Gospels, people went to Christ, returned back by themselves, but God works in them to return, like prodigal son. He said, "Arise now and go to my father's house." But here we find our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, he went to Samaritan woman. He went to the man who was born blind. He went to the paralytic. So reach out and not wait. The Lord reached out to the lost and scattered souls. He did not wait for them to come to him. He took initiative with Samaritan woman and everyone, when he was 19, he went to the paralytic and told him, "Do you want to be big boy? Do you want to be him now?" And he did not wait. As I said again, sometimes we focus on the people who are English. You know, by the way, the meaning of the bishop of a city. He is not ordained as a bishop of Christian, of course. But the whole meaning of the bishop, he was looking from above, the Nazar bin Ala. For what? For the whole city. It's not only the Christians, it's not only the Copts, but he is a bishop for everyone. He is the father of everyone. This is the main meaning of the church behind the bishop. If he is a diocesan bishop or a bishop seated on a see, he has to care for the whole city. Regardless the religion, he is seeking the salvation for everyone in this city. So that's why I say to myself before I say to you, sometimes we focus on the people who are in the church with a list of names and want to be them. But what about those who are not in the list? We are still responsible for many people outside the list. And we have sometimes, for this works for the Sunday school sermons, we have in Sunday school mostly from the families in the church. But what about the kids of parents who are not religious or interested to bring their children to the church? And we have also to seek everyone to bring them. Sometimes I think I say that we are seeking for those who we are satisfied with those we see them in the church, but we have also to seek outside and reach out. And the reach out is not only responsibility of the bishop or priests of the church, but it is responsibility of each one individual or member of the church. Your neighbors, your friends, whoever you know, that you, this is a kind of taking a model of our Lord Jesus Christ. He reached out and not wait. Here also another lesson of the Samaritan. He was very patient in dealing with them. Sometimes when we deal with somebody, it's hard to reach out. I always telling a story and just to refresh our talk and to keep focus. I remember when I was Sunday school teacher, there was one youth, he never comes to the church. And always threatening or saying a bad and harsh words to the servants, they just to check on him. Just to check on him, he goes and he yelling to them, "I'm not coming to the church. Go away. I don't see any one of you." And we keep asking to him, going, even be insulting sometimes, endorsing from inside, and his mother, she was so kind, and she was very embarrassed by what he is saying about the Sunday school teachers. He was standing, and someone, he was living in a building from, of course, in Egypt sometimes there is no elevator, but it's 5 floors, 6 floors, it's no elevator. So he was living on the 5th floor, and then he said to one of the teacher, he went out and said to him, "You know what, if you come here again, I will throw you, kick you from the 5th floor. So the servant was so calm with him, so patient with him. He said to him, "Okay, you know what, if you throw me, I will be a martyr of the service." Habqa shaheed al-khidma. And if you throw me, I will be a martyr. And that's fine. But what about your salvation? And he looked to him and said to him, "This word, this only word, it looks like an arrow in his heart." When the servant said, "What I got your solution. If you would kill me abruptly, that way I'll even have the object of battle. He said to him, okay, I dealt him with you. I brought him here with you to the church. But if I don't mind anything, I don't want to see any one of you here again. He said to him, okay, I'm waiting for you, come with me. He went. The speaker was talking about crossing the Red Sea. The people of Israelites crossing the Red Sea, and he kept the speaker repeating the word, cross my son from the land of sin. He kept repeating this verse, cross my son, Tabor Yatimi bin Abd Malik. Cross my son from the land of sin. Cross my land. And this guy, he went back home in tearing. He wanted to cross his wife's door and kept crying and repeating only this word. Cross my son from the land of sin. And he called the servant in the morning and said to him, I want to see a priest. I want to confess. So here, this, it reminds me, he was very patient in dealing with them. He was very patient with dealing with a Samaritan woman. If this guy, the servants were not patient on him and said from the first week, okay, forget about this guy. He is unkind person. He is impolite person. He is a bad. Don't go again to him. But all the servants were so patient with him. Go one time, three times. I remember one of the servants, he said, we kept going every week for 40 weeks. And 2 years or more. But he returned. We reached up. Our God here was so patient with the Samaritan woman. She kept asking, challenging him. If someone asks you, give me a water. Give me a drink. I want to drink water. You will give him this out of humanity response. But she didn't. She didn't want to give him. She started again, how you are a Jew person and then a Jewish and then I'm a Samaritan, because there were enmity between both. How you ask me to give you water and then start to talk about this issue? But she refused, but he was a patient. And it is clear how patient he was with her. And we have to be very patient when dealing with individuals. It may take time for a change. It may take time for a change. He asked her, bring your husband. She said, I do not have a husband. He said, you are right, you answer right. You don't have a husband, because the one you have it now is not your husband. And from that point, she started to talk to him. Also, our Lord, he was very inclusive in his service with the sinners. The Lord did not exclude any soul from his care. He included and accepted the rich and the poor. Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was a famous in society. He sought for his salvation. The teachers, the Pharisees, they were very famous. He sought for their salvation. Even he went to the poor and the people, nobody asked about them, but he was care about them. He did not exclude anyone from his care. And during that time, the Jewish society was very exclusive in differentiating between Jew and Gentile. But he was inclusive to include everyone to him, righteous and sinners. And this is attitude in service cost the Lord a lot, because he was criticized to teaching out to sinners and to enter their houses and to eat with them. It cost us a lot, because they were, but one of his accusations, they accused him that he entered into a sinner house and ate with his people. But his approach to each person was not appreciated. created by the people Baal criticized. And the Lord reached out to various groups and needed to follow his example. There was a lesson to receive each soul with joy. When the people chanted, the Lord received them with great joy. And we have an example in the prodigal son, when the older brother criticized his father for his acts toward his younger brother. But his father said, "It was, we should make merry and be glad. Your brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and now is found." So we should rejoice when people come to Christ and to the church, and sometimes we doubt their motivation. And people coming to the church, and if we know their history or their past, sometimes we are far from them. But the church is like an hospital, except it is a person to come sick for treatment. So that also our Lord Jesus Christ were surrounded by sinners, by people, different categories in the society. And he accepted all of them with joy, because he knows that his job here on earth is to seek everyone and to bring everyone perfect in him. So the lessons today of this Samaritan story: the caring of the single soul. Our Lord acknowledged the importance of the single soul. He cared with motivation, with love. He cared about their salvation, and that was clear goal for him. And reached out and not wait. And he was very patient in dealing with them, and he was very inclusive, and finally received each soul with joy